Welcome to chapter 56 in your retail banking syllabus, where we'll take the details on safe custody. It's an extension of safety lockers, but with slight deviation from a locker, because here you do it as a safe custody for your customers. So banks accept goods and valuables for customers for safe custody, in which bankers cannot exercise his general lien on articles given to bank for safekeeping in custody. When items are given for safe custody, they may be open or in a sealed form. When they are open, the bank must make detailed note of items and have the list signed by the customer in front of the witness, so that there is no conflict or dispute afterwards. However, when it is in sealed packets, then the bank should clearly state that he has received a sealed envelope and does not know the content. When items are received for safe custody, they should be entered in a safe custody register. Nomination is available only in case of individual depositor and not jointly. Bank must make clear that items are returned to them as a trustee of the legal heir, and bank should not insist on a succession certificate. When an item is kept in safe custody, it is taken back by the client. The receipt earlier issued at the time of deposit should be discharged and be held in bank's possession as a proof that such deposit items are returned. So this in short covers a safe custody of any item that you wish to place with the bank. Thank you.